This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Back into your ear, into your head, into your life. This is today's DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan entertaining, Kara paying close attention to what's going on. You can hang out with us and you'll find this to be a safe haven for daily thought. All right, hang around. Did your parents say to you when you were young, any or all of you, don't hang around with that kid. He's a bad influence. I remember my father said that to me about Peter Olson. Don't hang around with him. Did you know people that you weren't supposed to hang around with? Did you feel it when you were a youngster?
That you didn't... There was a girl up the street my mom didn't like too much, but really? It wasn't a huge issue.
Really?
I think my parents let me make that decision on my own.
Really?
Yeah, now, I don't know. They might have given looks every now and then, but I don't remember them ever saying, don't hang out with that person.
Yeah. Anybody say that to you today, Kara? Don't hang out with that person.
Just you.
Just you, probably. I was told not. I was told not to bring a husband back from Mexico. So give me general advice, but no specifics on.
I see.
Certain people.
That's
good.
Perfect. All right. So Jennifer's going to bounce in or come in with a bang or a boing here. What's going on? This is predictable stuff, but now they've sort of made it official at Boeing, right?
Yeah, Jim? I think this is probably the right decision. I can't believe they didn't make it a year ago, but hey, whatever, corporate America. Boeing's decision now to indefinitely halt production of the 737 MAX jet will test the resilience of its chain, of its global supply chain, not to mention the U.S. economy. Tens of thousands of aerospace workers and airlines that are waiting for planes to be delivered are going to be waiting indefinitely. The big picture is this. The 737 MAX has been grounded since March following two crashes that killed 346 people. I think it'd be hard to find someone who hasn't heard about the 737 MAX. Investigators have zeroed in on software that played a role in both crashes, but Boeing has yet to deliver a solution that satisfies the FAA. Boeing had hoped to continue producing the 737 at a reduced rate, doesn't that make you feel good, until the FAA issued the green light to resume flying, but with the timing of the approval still uncertain, Boeing's board decided Monday to suspend production of its best-selling plane starting in January. So apparently there's a sale between now and the end of the year if you want to get some of those.
Get a good deal on a new plane. Yay!
Just scratch off the name. Nobody will be the wiser.
Yeah, now,
Boeing
an
is not going. Yeah, Boeing's not going to lay anybody off immediately, but a spokesperson for the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers said that the union had no idea how workers would be redeployed during the shutdown. Now, the big question is whether Boeing will tell suppliers to stop producing the parts, which would impact thousands more workers at the feeder companies that create the Boeing 737. Roughly 80% of the components for the plane are produced elsewhere and shipped to Boeing for final assembly. Until now, suppliers have continued to ship parts, allowing Boeing to keep its assembly lines running, albeit at a lower rate, of course, in hopes of resuming deliveries as soon as the FAA gave the blessing, but now that seems not to be happening. So this is not a small deal, because producing an airplane obviously involves thousands and thousands of people. Boeing provided
30,000 in this one plant. Imagine that. 30,000 in a small city. Yeah.
Boeing has already announced $8 billion in charges from this disaster that they've had with the 737 MAX. It's been able to soften the blow for Spirit Airlines, however. And this is one of those things you don't think about. Boeing provided $123 million cash advance to Spirit in the third quarter to ease working capital issues. Spirit has cut 200 jobs through early retirements. They've sharpened their focus on cost cutting. But, you know, we think about Boeing, we think about maybe even some of the equipment suppliers. We don't think about the impact on the airlines.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Spirit doesn't fly any 737. They fly all Airbus 320s. So what I don't understand.
Oh, never mind. It's not Spirit Airlines. It's Spirit Aero Systems.
Oh, okay.
Just kidding. Fake news.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Good. There you go.
Just checking.
Think about, I mean, the point is still the same. Think about all of the stuff that is impacted by the failure of these airplanes.
Oh, yeah.
To actually be produced.
Huge domino effect.
I don't think we
hundreds
think about
of thousands
that.
Of jobs. No.
I think about no. Boeing, and I don't think about all the little offshoot business. So.
Mm-mm. Nope. It's really, and the Boeing board making that decision instead of the CEO, that sounds a little ominous. It's about time this guy got fired. I don't understand, neither does anybody else that I know who's inside the people. Every time I'm on a ride, like last night coming back from L.A., I was talking to one of the flight attendants about the fact that American Airlines is now being inundated with Airbus single-aisle planes, mostly the 321. They've become the largest purchaser of the 321, which was supposedly to replace the old Boeing 757 in terms of capacity and the kind of plane that it is. But it's like a lot of other things. It's no 757. It's a cheap imitation, but yet it is not, it's not surrounded by the upset that people have. And now, you know, the pilots say they're not going to fly them. There are plenty of people at, who are working at American, for example, is the airline I'm closest to, who just they're opting to when the bid comes up to train on a Boeing, on a rather an Airbus plane, so that they can keep working, because the 737s have not been replaced. They brought back some old 737s that they'd retired to kind of keep the schedule up, but they're just you know, looking at the reality of the situation. This is a huge problem for America too, because Boeing is the largest exporter in terms of dollars of any company that we have. So, and you look around the country, the Chinese are salivating at this because they're building a plant to build a plane that will compete with the 737 and the Airbus. And I don't know who's going to fly. I wouldn't put my foot in one of those. As bad as Boeing 737 MAXs are, can you imagine riding in a plane made in China? I'll take a long walk on that one, please and thank you very much. Other items from American business, and this does affect American business, but it also affects all of us in what we pay for insurance and how it takes a toll on our families. Apparently, Congress is on its way to banning the sale of all tobacco products to anybody under the age of 21, a federal law. It's been left to the states heretofore. Each state has, what's the age in New Jersey where you are, Victoria?
It's 21 here.
It's 21, yeah.
Yeah, they updated.
Kara, do you know what it is in Maryland and Virginia?
I don't know. I always assumed it was 18 still, but I have so little to do with cigarettes and tobacco that it could be 21 at this point.
Yeah. And what is in California, Jennifer? Do you know? I think it's 21.
21, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. So the idea here, this legislation is increasingly likely. Part of it is the influence from all of the vaping and, you know, I mean, these guys, the idea of having it at 21 is probably a pretty good idea. It's a basic idea. There are lawmakers on both sides of the aisle that are supporting this. Mitt Romney, Tim Kaine, Mitch McConnell supports it, which is kind of interesting. The minimum age to buy tobacco around the country is 18, but as I said, states like Hawaii, California, New Jersey, Oregon, Maine, Massachusetts have raised the buying age to 21. Governor Greg Abbott of Texas and Governor Pritzker of Illinois signed legislation that raises the age to buy tobacco products there to 21. So this seems to be where it's going. This is public thought. Major retailers are not selling tobacco. Walgreens and Rite Aid and Walmart moved stop selling tobacco products at 21. CVS doesn't sell them at all. They made that decision, what, about 3 or 4 years ago, remember?
That was years ago, yeah.
That was a big to-do, yeah. And yet Walgreens is still doing it, Rite Aid, Walmart. How can you call yourself a drugstore, if that's what they call it? They call themselves now pharmacies.
Mm-hmm.
How do you call yourself that? You're dispensing things that are supposed to be good for people and selling them stuff like that? I suppose the same thing could be said about a lot of the other things that they sell in there that are laden with sugar. It's not, they've become convenience stores. They're not really pharmacies. The pharmacy's in the back of the store. You walk in and you can buy anything from makeup to cereal to sunglasses to toys. That's what those things are now. They're dispensaries.
Isn't it great?
Yeah. I guess it depends on how you look at it, Jen Jen. 16 past the hour here on the DJV program.
Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season when the scale numbers can creep up a bit, but you don't actually have to gain weight this year. Take Calitrin to the holidays and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hello, my name is Georgia from Seneca, Pennsylvania. I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, and I lost a good 20, 25 pounds. I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? The holidays are coming, and now is the time to brighten your smile. With office parties, family gatherings, and photo opportunities coming up, don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday ready in no time. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore or sensitive like other whitening treatments, and it's totally safe and effective on all dental work. If you're not happy, Power Swabs are backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. That's right, 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call 800-208-1797, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile holiday ready with Power Swabs.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
DJV time is 18 and a half the hour. It's going to be sooner rather than later, folks, that we give away another pair of Works products for your home, whether it's the garage, the basement, wherever you have your workshop. We've got a Works Pegasus workbench and sawhorse that is fabulous. It has extension wings on it, sawhorse configuration. It'll hold 300-400 pounds, actually up to 1,000 pounds if you use it the way they tell you. I don't always follow the directions, but if you follow the directions, you can put 1,000 pounds on this table. Then we also are giving away a Works drill driver set. It's a combo, 3/8-inch drill driver and the Works saw combo together worth about $300. We will give that away just in time for Christmas, if you will. The folks in Hollywood are really stirring about this, Jennifer. The record price paid for the Beverly Hillbillies mansion. Remember the Beverly Hillbillies and the home that they drove into? Apparently, this is the most expensive property ever sold. It brought $150 million this week. It was on the opening credits.
Property taxes on that thing.
Amazing, huh? It's in the Bel Air. I know the house, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, it's right in, you go through the gates, and it's just right there.
Right there. It's a French sort of neoclassical chateau, 10 acres of land. It was bought by Rupert Murdoch's son, Lachlan, last week. And if you've ever seen the Beverly Hillbillies, you know this thing. It's really kind of
interesting. Is he going to live in it?
Yeah. 25,000 square feet.
Nope. I don't know about these Murdoch boys.
18 bedrooms, 24 bathrooms. A ballroom and a guest house. The mansion
has. People drive by that house still on the Hollywood tour. It's on Hollywood Stars map.
Yeah, right, exactly. I've never taken that tour. Have you?
It's fun. Oh, yeah, when we were earlier on when I was poor. my mom, because we wouldn't have a lot of money, she's a school teacher, and during the summer she didn't get paid. So one of the things we do is we'd get a star map for $5 and we'd drive around. It was so much fun.
Really?
We had a great time.
All right. It's 21 half the hour.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
It is that time again for attention to Christmas music here on the DJV program with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara, and I, and you. On the 24 after the hour mark, we started playing Joey Fatone. Well, actually, NSYNC fans recognize the NSYNC music here.
Everybody knows Joey was the real talent of NSYNC, though.
Was he?
And you know what? That used to kind of be a joke, but when he was on The Masked Singer, he was amazing.
Yeah.
He shocked them. Very underrated. With Unmasked. He was very underrated.
Who are the other people who are on NSYNC?
Oh, please.
Do we really have to do this?
I know, right? Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake, J.C. Chassé, Lance Bass, and Chris Kirkpatrick.
So Fatone's got more talent than Timberlake?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Well, I don't know that. I don't know that most people agree with that. But he's been pretty successful afterwards. He does The Voice for Family Feud. He's done a couple other shows.
Yeah.
And don't forget his successful hot dog chain.
Yeah.
There you go.
Fat ones, right? Is that what they're called?
Yeah, fat ones, yeah. So Joey teamed up with DoorDash to surprise unsuspecting people with the delivery of Baskin-Robbins ice cream. Kind of a cool thing. He said, for me, I live in Florida, so I love ice cream anyway. Regardless if it's cold or warm, doesn't make any difference. Ice cream's always good. Yeah! I'm now a fan of Joey's. He's my man. He is on the Game Show Network's Uncommon Knowledge. Also hosts the Two Cups of Joe podcast. Put on his Santa hat and made some ice cream deliveries all over L.A. over the weekend. So if you like your own Baskin-Robbins delivery from DoorDash, Fatone not necessarily included all the time. You get $5 off orders of $10 or more and zero delivery fee with the code TISTHESEASON. Now through the 22nd of December.
You think about it, though. Ice cream is not something that you can get delivery on anywhere. So it's actually kind of genius. I don't know that it's the right time.
That's got to be
when it's
something
cold,
new for DoorDash, because I just got a coupon that said, oh, BJ's Brewery is now on DoorDash. You can get delivery, and it said something like, you get a free pizookie with ice cream. And I thought, how in the heck are they delivering ice
What's
cream?
What's a pizookie?
It's one of those cookies. It's like a gigantic cookie with ice cream on it. You'd be into it.
thank you, Jennifer. Next up, musically, JoJo unveiling her festive new cover of the Christmas song. It's on Amazon Music this week. Arrives a week after JoJo released the video for her latest single called Sabotage. Almost exactly a year after she dropped reissues of her first two albums, 2004 JoJo and 2006 The High Road, sort of a surprise gift if you're a fan of JoJo. I don't know that much about JoJo.
Big voice, obviously. Yeah, she had a really hard time with her record label, like so many young people who sign when they're like 14, and yeah, right. Then she owned nothing, and she just decided to not make any music for about 10 years, and now she's back.
Yeah, good. Okay. Speaking of new music and who makes it and who doesn't, Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas, if you cannot turn on the radio. I said this, but it's nice. It's fun to listen to you. Flip around. I'm going to drive around the country this week, or across the country this week, and I'm this car that I have now has a Sirius satellite radio in it, so I'm going to listen to the Christmas channel, and I'm going to find all the Christmas stations as I go across the country as well.
I've been listening to Holly, Channel 30. I like it. Yeah.
Channel 30, okay. All right. I know that. Go to Channel 30 then. So anyway, this has sort of completed a journey of 25 years. Mariah's Carol, which was made first in 1994, has topped Billboard's Hot 100 for the first time. Released in 94 on an album called Merry Christmas, song reached into the Hot 100 last December, got to number 10, rose to number 3 in 2018, and then again last week. But now it's at number 1, which accounts for streaming and radio airplay and sales and all that stuff. It's the second holiday song ever on the Hot 100, joining the Chipmunks at number 1, 1958 and 59, the Chipmunk song. Remember that?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House Rules Committee will take up impeachment this morning. The committee is to lay out procedures for tomorrow's debate on the House floor of two articles of impeachment against President Trump. Democratic leaders are aiming for a final vote on those articles sometime later tomorrow. The president accused by Democrats of abusing power and obstructing Congress. Tornadoes strike parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama late yesterday and last night. In Town Creek, Alabama, the police chief says,
we have two fatalities confirmed.
Two confirmed fatalities.
And at least four or five injured.
In western Louisiana, officials say one person is confirmed dead from a tornado that the National Weather Service says cut a 65-mile-long path through that part of the state. This is USA Radio News.
everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Head into the world of reality. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug, and this is Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer. And Victoria. Hi, Victoria.
Hi.
Tara is there in the studio. We'll spend some time, quality time together, Tara. That's what we're going to do. We'll spend quality time. As long as you're here and you're giving your time to us, we'll give you some quality information. And I know you all love to gossip. So let's have some celebrity gossip. Maybe you start with Lori Loughlin, who is... She says, it's not my fault, it's their fault.
You know what? This is not exactly the trending story, but it is trending still overall. She is, if that's their defense, they're literally sticking by saying that $500,000 was a legitimate donation to USC.
Yep.
That is just absurd. That's what they're really sticking with. So good luck to them, because I don't think that a court in Boston is going to be that favorable to that type of defense. It's just, it's ridiculous. And how do you explain the photoshopped pictures of your two dumb daughters sitting on rowing machines when they've never been on the water before, but miraculously they're recruited by the crew team? How do you explain that?
That's pretty funny. Hey, when you get away from the absurdity of it, it's actually kind of funny.
It's hilarious. Yeah, it really is. Except for the poor kids who, you know, couldn't get in because the dum-dums got their spots.
Got
and that's where it becomes, that's unfortunate.
All right, what else do you have there for us, Victoria?
In other celebrity news, you wouldn't necessarily put President Trump, Marilyn Monroe, and Richie Valens in the same sentence. However, they are officially in the same sentence, as President Trump has signed resolutions renaming two post offices in Los Angeles in honor of Marilyn Monroe and rock and roll legend Richie Valens. Really? The L.A. Daily News has reported that the Van Nuys Civic Center Postal Depot will be renamed the Marilyn Monroe Post Office. And the, is it Pacoima Post Office? Is that how you say that?
Pacoima,
That's going to be renamed the Richie Valens Post Office Building. And Democratic Representative Tony Cardenas is the one who introduced these resolutions to rename the two facilities. I'm not exactly sure why President Trump was needed to sign off on this. I guess maybe because they're federal buildings. That could be the only connection.
Yeah, no, I think that's why.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so Marilyn Monroe was raised in Van Nuys. She attended Van Nuys High School and was discovered while she was working at the Van Nuys Airport during World War II. That's something I never knew. And then after that, she, of course, famously became Marilyn Monroe and starred in Some Like It Hot and The 7-Year Itch. And her real name was Norma Jean Baker. She was 36 years old when she died in 1962. And Richie Valens attended...
Killed by the Kennedy family.
Okay. Okay. Richie Valens attended San Fernando High School and was discovered in 1958 at the American Legion Hall in Pacoima. And, of course, he most famously had La Bamba as his biggest hit. And La Bamba, yeah. And then in 1987 was the famous Oscar-nominated movie, La Bamba. And he was 17 years old, only 17 years old, 17. When you think about how famous he was with that. And
amazing.
Yeah, and when he died in the plane crash in Iowa, with two other rock stars.
High school.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, do you know who the other two rock stars were?
The Big Bopper, right?
Big Bopper was one of them, yep.
And the Buddy Holly? Named
Buddy Holly, that's right. Yeah. Good for you.
The
Big
movie.
Bopper was a disc jockey, big heavyset guy. If you see the movie that Clint Eastwood has produced about Richard Jewell, which I'm told is a good movie, although a lot of people didn't go to see it, he looked just like Richard Jewell, just big, heavy, fat guy. J.D. Richardson was his name, and he was a jock in a station in Texas, but he also became the Big Bopper. The song was a blast. Yeah, it really was. Anyway, so what do we do? Are there other places? You know, this begs the question, actually, about who or what is it that qualifies a federal building to be named. Like, is there a federal building named after Santa Claus? I don't think so. So
I think
who?
You need to be a real person.
Oh, you do?
Earmuffs kids.
Well, wait
earmuffs.
A minute.
What are you talking about?
Whoa!
Earmuffs kids.
Wait a minute. Did you hear what she just said?
No,
let's Jennifer. Not in case there are kids in the car, let's so don't
worry. My God, what an outrage.
Let's go to the North Pole. That's where I found the Santa Claus.
By the way, what's the most unusual place, Victoria, you've ever seen a Santa Claus? Or Santa Claus. What's the most venue?
At my massage envy. I'm not kidding. There's a
really?
Santa Claus who works at the Grove in Los Angeles who massages people during his off season.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Oh, wow.
Not a That's great a massage good. Either. I'm
Creepy
sorry.
Claus.
Very nice.
Okay.
Very nice man, but I just like a little more pressure.
There. Creepy Claus. In fact, that's a good one. I like that. Creepy Claus. All right. Where have you, Victoria, seen what unusual place have you seen a Santa Claus?
You know, SantaCon, I don't know if you guys know what that is, but it's a big thing in New York City where everybody dresses up as Santa Claus, and it's a massive bar crawl across the entire city.
Really?
And so, you see literally, you can look out across rooftops, and you see people dressed like Santa Claus partying on rooftops. That's probably the strangest place I've ever seen a bunch of Santa Clauses, and they're just everywhere. Like, they swarm the city.
Really? How about you, Kara? What's the most unusual place you've ever seen a Santa Claus?
Is that a normal thing to have weird memories of where Santa Claus is? I don't know that I have
Maybe.
Any. I feel like
really?
I've seen him in normal places. I saw a dude who looked just like Santa Claus coming out of a grocery store the other day. He might have been the
Your
real Santa Claus.
Your dad looks like Santa Claus.
It's true. I've seen a Santa Claus riding on a bicycle. That's where I've seen a Santa Claus, and it was my dad.
Yeah. Really? Did he play Santa? Your father's not heavy set, though.
Is no, he? But he's got a big beard. My he's mom a sent beard. A Christmas card a few years ago, and it was him dressed in all red riding on a bicycle with his beard all flowing behind him. So.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. I always thought, we always say he looks like ZZ Top, one of the members of ZZ Top, and more.
Yeah, he's like biker Santa Claus.
Yeah, right. A biker Santa. Now, that's a good image.
Actually, I probably have seen a biker
image.
Santa Claus before.
Yeah. That's
yeah,
a fabulous
yeah.
image.
They ride in a parade sometimes. Biker Santa
yeah.
Claus. Yeah.
Biker Santas. Yep. Okay, good. You win the prize. Speaking of winning a prize, how would you like to win a Works Pegasus workbench and sawhorse and a Works 20-volt 3/8-inch drill driver and the Works saw? It's all together. We're going to give it away right now. Let's see. Pick a number, any number. Jennifer, let's all right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to. This is going to be all fair, and I'm going to do an average. Pick a number, Jennifer.
Between one and what?
Anything. Just pick a number.
23.
Okay. Kara, pick a number.
Any number. 74.
Double. 74.
I say 10.
She said between 1 and 10.
10. Okay. Well, we'll still figure. I'm going to do this numerically, okay? So let's see. That's a 7.
Please hold while we do
it. I know. While yeah. Doug figures out
jingle
math.
Jingle bell.
Where's Andrew?
There you go. All the way.
Pin.
Okay. So that's 107. But if you do that numerically, if you break it down numerically, that's a 1 and a 7. So the 8th caller. Right now, how about that? Pretty good, huh? You ladies thought I was digging myself a hole. No, nope.
It was faster than I expected.
Thank you. 888, well, that's because I still have a very valuable and usable mind, Victoria. 888-302-3684, which turns out to be 888-302-DOUG. Right now, for the Works Prize Package, would you please call, and we'll put on the air the 8th caller who can tell me what big mansion we talked about earlier has been sold in Los Angeles. You can give us the price if you want for extra credit. I'm looking for the name of the mansion that has been, it's the most expensive property to ever sell in Los Angeles County. So what's the name of this? It's kind of an iconic
or
place.
Or what's it associated with? Because I don't know the name of it either.
Really?
The actual name of the property.
No, no, you just, it, no, it's, yeah. It's called the blank, blank
yeah.
house. Yeah, and you can tell us
people the overpriced dump is not one of the
answers. It's not a dump. It's quite an interesting place.
It is nice.
All right. 888-302-3684. If you can identify that location or that that facility or house or whatever you want to call it, and you're the 8th caller, we'll start with the 8th caller and go from there. You get the Works workbench, the sawhorse, and the drill in time for Christmas. The link to breast cancer and certain hair care products, the subject matter of our most recent Dr. Ken podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com. So if you're listening every week to Dr. Jack and to Dr. Ken with their updates on medical information, this one is very important for those people who are using a lot of Gluck in their hair. So if you want to find out what the connection is, breast cancer to certain hair care products, you want to listen to the podcast, most recent podcast from Dr. Ken Kronhaus at GoodDayHealthShow.com.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, he's tireless and brainless. A literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We have a brand new podcast, Mock and Daisy's Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us and matter to you too. Everything from parenting and our families to the dangers of social media and the ridiculous trends it's created, like gender reveal parties and promposals. It's a little bit of everything, because if we really want to make America great again, we need to start in our own homes. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app or your favorite podcasting platform.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now, 46 past the hour on the DJV program. Okay, so the question before us, ladies, is the for the big prize of the day, Christmas present, the works, workbench, and sawhorse, and drill driver set, all that stuff will be yours if you can tell us the name. This is interesting because it goes by two different names, actually. And I suppose we need to take either of those names. Yes, would you agree with that?
Yes, that's fair.
That's correct? Yeah. All right. All right, let's go to Manchester, New Hampshire, where Peter is listening to the DJV program. Hey, Peter, how are you doing? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. How long have you been a listener?
Probably about a year now.
Have you? Oh, good for you.
Better than 2 minutes, so we appreciate it.
Right. We'll take it. All right, so this is a mansion which was used in a TV show, but it has a more formal name. You can use either of the names, if you will, for your identity. So what's the name of this place?
Is it the Chartwell Estate?
It is the Chartwell Estate.
You're
but
so
more
fancy, Peter.
Recently known as the Beverly Hillbillies home from the TV show. Now, do you remember who the buyer was? Because it just was sold last week for $150 million.
I do not remember, no.
Lachlan.
Oh, Rupert Murdoch.
Right, Murdoch's kid, Lachlan, bought it. And so, were you a fan of this show, by the way? Can you visualize the home?
No.
No.
I can, but I wasn't a fan, no.
No, okay. I guess I wasn't either, really. But if you're of the age, it was hard to escape it. It's got a 75-foot pool, 12,000-bottle wine cellar, manicured gardens, and a car garage for 40 vehicles.
And that Clampett wagon.
Good God.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, exactly. How much is your house worth, Peter? Is this going to is it a challenge?
Oh, yeah. Oh, this guy don't knows. Answer that question.
But if it's in the millions,
more than you'll make in your lifetime.
Yeah. Listen to these people.
If it's in the millions, we might come visit, though.
Yeah, right, exactly. See, Peter, what every day I got to put up.
Unless you're in California, which that's a two-bedroom house. There's no room for you. That's a condo.
Yeah, right. All right, so you got all of your... So you win the works... make all of the workbench and the sawhorse and the drill driver set. Have you got a little shop in your house or garage? Where do you have your shop?
Not yet. In my basement, I'll set it up for sure. I can definitely use it.
Yeah, okay. Are you handy? You like to fix stuff?
Yeah,
good. All right, you all set for Christmas? What's going on with you and Christmas?
Now I'm all set. Get all my shopping done and just waiting for it to come.
Really? What do you do for a living?
Auto mechanic. I own a shop in Manchester.
Do you? What's the name of it? Let's give it a plug. Come on. What's the name of it?
Quality Committed Auto Repair in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Quality Committed Auto Repair in Manchester. All right. Anybody's got a broken down car, bring it to this guy. He'll fix it. Give you a great Christmas deal. All right. How about that, Peter, for a little plug? Hold on just a second. Merry Christmas to you and your family. It's now 10 before the hour, courtesy of the folks who are here with me on the DJV program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Be sorry you're listening to our discussion about your health and well-being. It's always good to know that Dr. Jack Stockwell is at your service and on your side with the studies focus. He's more of a, it's hard to buttonhole you because you're not really a homeopath. You're a naturalist in a manner of speaking. Jack is a chiropractor. Anuka specializes in Anuka Chiropractic at his clinic in Salt Lake City. It's a place to go for all kinds of healing because his wife, who is a pretty interesting lady in her own right, very much a specialist in nutrition, what you need to have in your body to stay healthy, all that good stuff. So a lot of great influences. If you follow Jack's website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, you can't move away or out of the way of a lot of great, great information, studies, research that he and Mary have done all there for your usage. Doesn't cost you anything to go to ForbiddenDoctor.com. Now, here's the kind of thing that is important to know that a lot of people don't know because the conventional medical community won't tell you that you can fight cancer with food. What a concept! Because food is basically the best source of remedy for anything, right? Whatever ails you.
Well, yeah, it goes back to Hippocrates talking about the same thing. Mm-hmm. I think it was some innovative fellow 100 years ago. I'm trying to think of who it Linus was Pauling. That made the comment. It's even before Linus Pauling that food would be the medicine of the future.
Yeah.
You know, and when you said it was difficult to try to pigeonhole me, I can appreciate that. But the thing that really got me started on this a long, long time ago was what was the food of 100 years ago before there was degenerative diseases? How did people live their lives?
They had their own garden. They grew their own food. They sourced it themselves for the most part.
Well, that's about it. And the foods were not laced with all kinds of chemicals.
No.
You know, it was as organic could be 100 years ago. Yeah. People were physically involved with their daily lifestyle.
Well,
they weren't sitting at computers or at desk all day.
Yeah, but that's part of you got to get with it. And that stuff you're not going to change. But people and their approach to growing, that's why I love those Let Us Grow things that teach us sort of how to grow things in your own home. You don't have to have any space to do it. That's a very good lesson for kids. I've given a lot of them. Frankly, for Christmas presents.
Yeah.
I don't give too much away, but anyway.
In fact, someone gave me one as well.
Yeah.
Something
right.
like that, right there in the house.
Yeah.
And we have done a couple of programs recently about the research that says just get up and move around for a few minutes every day can make all the difference in the world for some people's health conditions and longevity.
Yeah. All right, so under the circumstances, what do we have? It's deeper than that, though, isn't it? I mean, when you get right down to it, what you are, what you eat routine, that's become a mantra. But they don't even teach that in the regular medical schools.
No, they
right?
don't. There's no. I continue to research this. Nutrition is still not a subject in medical schools because it smacks up against.
Oh, preventive medicine isn't either.
No. No, because it smacks up against drugs for everything, drugs for anything.
Yeah.
And then also further investigation shows that pharmaceutical companies and the whole cabal has an awful lot of influence on the curricular design inside of medical schools.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing they want them studying is nutrition.
All right, so let's talk about broccoli and sprouts and other things. That are considered superfoods. Can you give
us a
little...
Well, we've known for some time that chocolate is beneficial. The cacao. Yeah. The raw cacao, which is the main ingredient in chocolate. But, you know, if you drop below 70%, you're going to start getting way too much sugar that counterbalances the effect of the cacao. And then broccoli sprouts, the sulforaphane concentration that exists. It's a sulfur-rich compound. And the liver cannot detoxify the blood as it needs to without sulfur-based compounds. Broccoli sprouts are a great source.
Yeah. I used to have a guy who worked for me on the farm who unfortunately had a stuttering problem, and he always referred to the animals that he was milking as cows.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
All right. to disrupt all of the politically correct thinkers who are listening. You know, that's the most I think I've ever heard you laugh. Very good. Okay.
You American. I'm going to steal that one from you.
Okay, yeah, that's a good idea. Steal that one. Dr. Jack Stockwell, check out his website. You won't see any cacaos there, but you get a lot of information. It's ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.